Mapping the morphology and kinematics of a Lyman alpha selected nebula at Z equals 3.15 with MUSE, by Kellyanne Sanderson et al. Recent wide-field integral field spectroscopy has revealed the detailed properties of high redshift Lyman alpha LIA nebulae, most often targeted due to the presence of an active galactic nucleus AGN. Here, we use VLT, MUSE, to resolve the morphology and kinematics of a nebula initially identified due to strong LIA emission at Zeta Proxima light year 3.2, LABN06, Nielsen et al. 2006. Our observations reveal a two-lobed LIA nebula, at least approximate light year 173 pkpc in diameter, with a light-weighted centroid near a mid-infrared source within approximate light year 17.2 pkpc that appears to host an obscured AGN. The LIA emission near the AGN is also coincident in velocity with the kinematic center of the nebula, suggesting that the nebula is both morphologically and kinematically centered on the AGN. Compared to AGN-selected LIA nebulae, the surface brightness profile of this nebula follows a typical exponential profile at large radii greater than 25 pkpc, although at small radii, the profile shows an unusual dip at the location of the AGN. The kinematics and asymmetry are similar to, and the CIV and HII upper limits are consistent with other AGN-powered LIA nebulae. Double-peaked and asymmetric line profiles suggest that LIA resonance scattering may be important in this nebula. These results support the picture of the AGN being responsible for powering a LIA nebula that is oriented roughly in the plane of the sky. Further observations will explore whether the central surface brightness depression is indicative of either an unusual gas or dust distribution or variation in the ionizing output of the AGN over time. This was mapping the morphology and kinematics of a Lyman alpha selected nebula at Z equals 3.15 with MUSE, by Kellyanne Sanderson et al.